This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohbhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh yesterday. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. During the program, Griha Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held. The Prime Minister handed over the keys of houses to 3 lakh beneficiaries of this scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause of worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani yesterday, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Mumbai beginning today. The President will reach the city this evening. The President will attend the closing ceremony of the Reserve Bank of India's 90th anniversary celebrations in Mumbai tomorrow. Assam government has decided not to extend the Armed Forces Special Powers Act beyond 31st of March 2025 in Dibrugarh district. In a notification, Assam government said that in light of the improvements of law and order situation, the disturbed area status under the Armed Forces Special Powers Act 1958 need not be extended in Dibrugarh district. However, the state government has recommended that the disturbed area status under AFSPA be continued for an additional 6 months in the three districts of Tinsukia, Charaideo and Siva Sagar. Eid ul-Fitr marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated in the country today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held in Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. The President, the Vice President and the Vice President have greeted the people on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr. In her message, the President highlighted that Eid ul-Fitr marks the conclusion of fasting and prayer during the holy month of Ramadan. She emphasized that this festival reinforces the spirit of brotherhood, cooperation and compassion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Eid serves as a reminder of the strength drawn from cultural diversity and the common bonds that unite individuals. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the multinational air exercise INIOs CHOS 25, beginning in Greece today. The 12-day exercise hosted by Greece's Hellenic Air Force will take place at Andromeda Air Base in a historic region of Elis. It will continue till the 11th of April. The IAF contingent will include Su-30 MKI fighter along with combat-enabling IL-78 and C-17 aircraft. The exercise will enhance international cooperation, synergy and interoperability among participating air forces. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Chennai Super Kings CSK by 6 runs at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. Chasing a target of 183 runs, Chennai Super Kings scored 176 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In another match yesterday, Delhi Capitals defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets. Chasing the target of 164 runs, Delhi Capitals made 166 runs for loss of 3 wickets in 16 overs.